Okay, a good Nerev Shabbos, everyone. Parshas Ves Chonon. Shabbos Nachamu. So begin learning Divodas Avoida. Ves Chonon El Hashem Ba'isa Hilemor. I supplicated Hashem at that time. Hashem Elokim Atah Hechilos El Aros Es Abdecho, Es Godlecho, Es Yodcho, Hachazocha. Hashem, God, you've begun to show your servant your greatness, your strong hand, Hashem Ikel, Hashemayim, Uharat Hashem Yasek, Hamasech, Luchvurosecha. Who is like you in Shemayim, in the Aret, who could do like your great actions and your strength? Skipping one more pasuk, V'yis'aber Hashem bi l'man chem, v'lo shama Eli, v'yomer Hashem Eli, rakloch, ravloch, al toisif daver Eli, od b'davar hazeh. So the beginning of this is discussing Moshe Rabbeinu's impassioned plea to get into Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash brings Milamed Shehispala Moshe Ba'Osashah Tof Kuf Tesvav Tefilos Kaminim Ve'Eschonim. Moshe davened 515 Tefilos in order to get into Eretz Yisrael, in order that Hashem should be Mevatel his Gezer, which he said that you're not going to go in. So question number one asks the Tosha Rebbe, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu accept this Ba'ahavah? If Hashem told him something, I don't want you to go in, why was Moshe so insistent? And in fact, a stronger question, Moshe is told by Hashem to stop davening. But you don't find this in other places, that Moshe's davening says, no, stop. Don't daven anymore at this point. So why? Why is Moshe insistent? Why is Hashem stopping? And then when it says in the pasuk, it says that it was Ba'es Hahi at that time. So what does Rashi say? Ba'es Hahi? I thought it was going to be repealed. I thought this was an opportune time that I should daven at this point, right? What do you mean Lamor? What would I said then? So Lamor Rashi's like the Lima the Doros. What exactly about Moshe davening to enter the Eretz Yisrael? What is that a limud for all future generations? Okay, another question. Why, when it says, the Sifri brings, on the pasuk when it says the actions that Hashem did, Asher Yaseh Kemasecha Uchmurosecha, it was like Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, a fourth question, why does it bring out Yitzias Mitzrayim at this point? And then the fifth and final question, when it says, V'yis'abe Hashem bi l'man chem, Hashem was, because of you guys, I didn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's not the real reason. If we go back to Parshas Chukat, the Torah tells us explicitly why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go in. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, Yan lohe emazem bi lahakisheni le'eni b'nei Yisrael. You didn't believe in me and make a kiddush Hashem in front of the b'nei Yisrael. Lochein, therefore, because of that, because of what happened to Mei Meriva, vosavio el hakahal hazeh el ha'arz asher nasati lohen. That's why you're not going to go in. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu over here mentioning it's because of Laman Chem, because of you guys? So those are the five questions. What are they? One more time. Number one, why Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times so much to the Mevatel because they didn't just accept it? Why? Number two, why does Hashem tell Moshe to stop davening? You don't find this in other places. And why does it say that Ba'isahi, which really Rashi says that it's a limud for all Doros? And why did Sifri quote that this Moshe is hinting to Yitzias Mitzrayim at this point? What, he's asking about davening to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why is he mentioning what Hashem did back in Mitzrayim? And finally, he says Laman Chem is because of you. That's not why it was. It's because of Moshe Rabbeinu at the Mei Meriva. So the Sod to answer all this is based upon a Gemara in Sod that you dial them out. Gemara says Mipnei Ma Nisav the Moshe Litanes for Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe have a taivet to go into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the fruits. He wanted the delicious foods. You know, Moshe wanted to eat some nice Israeli falafel. What's pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu? That's why he had such a taiva to go in. No, El Kach Amar Moshe. This is what Moshe said. Harbi mitzvos in Stav Yisrael ve'ein is kainin el be'eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvos that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Kainis and Ila Aretz. I want to go in. Today she's kainu kulon al yodi that I can be able to go and fulfill the mitzvot hatulis ba'aretz. But there was no tzivui. In other words, Moshe didn't command. If I'm living in New Jersey, so I don't have a tzivui right now to do the mitzvot hatulis ba'aretz, I'm not there. So why? Moshe wanted to put himself into a situation, but he wasn't. There was no tzivui at this place. So you have to understand Moshe Rabbeinu's role vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. The Zohar calls Moshe the Raya Behemna, the Roah Ne'eman, the faithful shepherd. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, with his Ruach HaKodesh, that if he were to go in, the Tikkun HaShalem would happen. If he would go in, that would bring in the times of Moshe Mashiach. And if not, then the Golus would happen. And within that Golus, we just had Tisha B'Av, there'd be many, many difficult Nisyonos and persecutions and suffering for the Klal Yisrael. Many, many difficult problems would happen. That could be avoided if Moshe would be able to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us, we quoted last week's Drasha, that at Har Sinai, the Pasuk Zuchum also, that the impurity left the Klal Yisrael. So they could have gone, they wanted my drink to go right in, but they did chatoim. Even Chet HaEgel, they sit with the Meraglim, and the Misonanim. So that caused all these subsequent exiles. The Mor Shem, the Mor Inayim, Yehud Chernobyl brings in Parsha Shlach, this idea when they say, Alon Aleh, we'll certainly go up. That would have only been if we had gone in straight to Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't have to go in. But Alon Aleh means like many, many Elios. There'll be many times we'll go in and out, we'll be exiled because of the chatoim that the Klal Yisrael did. So therefore, they wouldn't be able to enter and bring this about. And as a result of that, there'd be a tremendous amount of suffering. So Moshe tries to think, makes the cheshbon, why is it that the Klal Yisrael are not yet ready? Why haven't the Jews led that madrega during all the years that I was the manik, I was the leader of the Klal Yisrael? So Moshe says, it's because I myself didn't have the shlemus of Kabbalah O Malchus Shemayim. There's a special inyan of Malchus. The Zohar says that the Eretz Yisrael connected to the inyan of Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in there in order to get all of the mitzvos, all 613, the Ramach, Mitzvot Aseh, Shesah, Mitzvot Lo Saseh, Moshe wanted all 613 mitzvot ordered to be mekabelin, and many of those mitzvot were in fact tuliyos ba'aretz. And the only way Moshe could get a complete shleimus of all the mitzvot on himself, a complete Ol Malchus Shemayim, was if he would go into Eretz Yisrael and keep them. So it was for the sake of Klal Yisrael, in order to bring out this geula. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was davening so much that he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though the Klal Yisrael was not yet ready, the Klal Yisrael were not on Madrega. They weren't ready for the Geula Shlema. The Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to happen through the aspect of Asrusa del Eva, having it being brought out, even though the person themselves is not ready for that, but coming from upwards down, from Hashem down to bring that about. And that's now the pshat in the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota, Yud Daled, Moshe Rabbeinu has such a taiva to go into Eretz Yisrael because he wanted to perfect himself on behalf of the Klal Yisrael. That's what a Roa Ne'eman is. The Raya Mehemna, the leader, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, wants to help others. It was not a selfish request. It was in order to help his flock, to help the Bnei Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, achieve, and not have to go into Gullus and suffer. That Geula Shlema was going to be brought about if Moshe could be brought into Eretz Yisrael. And with that, now we can understand and answer up all these different questions. We ask why Moshe made his daven so much. We understand he wasn't davening on behalf of himself, per se. He was davening for me and for you, for the Klal Yisrael, that we should have been able to have the Geula Shlema. And the third question was, what do you mean Be'ithahi, at that time, right? There's Golus. There's going to be times, right? The Lima B'doros for all generations. There's going to be Ikta for the Mashiach. There's going to be suffering. There's going to be pain and difficulty. Tremendous, tremendous Nisyanos. Many devils. We said the keynotes yesterday for the Crusades and the burning of the Gemaras and the keynotes for the Shoah. There's tremendous suffering that could have been avoided if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then, we understand the other question, we said, why is he mentioning the Sifri brings this as an allusion to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Geula happened, even though the Klal Yisrael were not on the necessary, the Madriga for it to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that about. Asrusa de la Ela. So too over here, Moshe's down, they have the same thing. But the problem was, Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't really ultimately have the kiyum. It didn't happen because the Bnei Yisrael really weren't on the level. It was a matana, but there needs to be a yegiah in order to achieve that. And Kol Zman, the Klal Yisrael hasn't yet worked on themselves and refined themselves, they can't hold on to that. So that's why Hashem told Moshe to stop davening. I want the Klal Yisrael to come into Eretz Yisrael. I want it to last. I don't want it to be temporary. I don't want it to be like Yetzias Mitzrayim, where it was unbelievable hashpa, but they couldn't hold on to that. Didn't have Kalin to hold on to all those oros, and therefore it was broken. I don't want it to be that way, says Hashem. So Moshe stopped davening. It's not yet ready for that. The Klai Yisrael hasn't happened yet. Final question also. L'ma'anchem. Moshe means this whole happened because you yourselves need to do this. You need to work and refine yourselves in order for the Geula Shlema to happen. It's not going to happen holding on to my coattails. So these questions and answers, a tremendous limud comes out from this. And if we're getting ready for Shabbos Nachamu, what's the Nachama? We need to work on ourselves. If we want the Geula Shlema, we all do. We daven and we cry. We're waiting for the Geula Shlema. But we need to bring it about ourselves. You know, there's an idea that the Navi and Shmuel Beis, right? Lebilti nivach yilen nivach, that no one's going to be rejected. No one's going to be pushed aside. That's true, but there has to be a tikkun. The person has to work on themselves. Tosha read the quotes from the Noam Elimelech. And the beginning part is Bereishis. He says, Ki b'dibur echa yochel HaKadosh Baruch l'tzavot l'chol ha'reish pei ches nitzotzos shis alo eilov. There's 288 divine sparks that were fallen. And our task is to go through life and elevate these sparks and to connect them and to bring them back to their source. Hashem could have done that in one split second. Hashem could fix everything that's been broken in this world in one split second. But to take off a Geula Shlema, and immediately after that, what happened? The Geula Shlema. So why doesn't he do it? It's explained that Rebbe Melech, Elish HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote to Daike Ba'avodas B'nei Yisrael. Because if Hashem were to do that, then that doesn't put anything on us. And Hashem specifically wants an avoda from us. Sheheim Ya'alu HaNitzotas Yisafnu Kol HaTikunim HaLava. That we should elevate these sparks. Our avoda, we should refine ourselves and work on ourselves. Ki Rak Az Yeh HaTikun B'Shleimus. That's going to be the complete tikun. When our soul perfection will happen when we work on ourselves, and not when it's given to us as a handout. And, you know, we work so hard that when we have something good, it shouldn't be what's called Muhammad Kisufa, bread of shame. It's a handout. Nobody likes a handout. People like to work for it. People like to feel that I earned this. And if Hashem was just to, you know, give it to us all on a silver platter without working on it in Nisyonos, it wouldn't have any last for us. So we have to have a proper perspective. Because every one of us goes through times of smallness, of katness, times of choshech, darkness in our lives, and peace of things, you know, only when things are going well, that's when I can serve Hashem. When things are hard and not going well, that's not really valuable to Hashem. That's the exact opposite. A person's really that it's specifically in those moments of smallness and of darkness, that's when we make the biggest nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hail the Pasha Rabbi says like this. A person doesn't understand from this perspective. A person hasn't even started to understand why they're in this world. The Enu Masi doesn't comprehend. A person's not created in this world so that things will go easily for him. We're created to work. When a person goes overcomes the obstacles against them, everything that's preventing him from serving Hashem, that's when a person achieves the tachlis, when they work and they refine themselves. So we should rejoice when we have a difficulty. We're not looking for, we understand that's the whole tachlis what we're here for. We're here to work on this. And with this, he's Messiah with a beautiful pshat in the famous Gemara Brachos on Das Ches. The Gemara says, Godol ha'hen migiyas kap of Yosim and Yerushimayim. It's greater when a person, works with their hands, and achieves things with their hands, that's better than Yerushimayim. Shneimah, the Pasuk says, Yegiyah kapecha ki toichel asherecha betov lach. So what does this mean? So it explains, the Gemara is talking about when a person has Yegiyah and just is besimcha through the act of working on it. Through the trials and the tribulations, the setbacks, and they have a simcha in that, that's greater than Yerushimayim. Or just, goes through everything by rote. That the tremendous chizik, especially during this time of the year now, where we're starting to focus on the Shivat and the Chemta, the consolation, all the haftaras, they have to realize the greatest nechama comes when we realize why we're here and what we're supposed to achieve. That Moshe Rabbeinu was davening that we should be able to work on ourselves and to achieve something for ourselves and not to take a spiritual handout. Neret Hashem, with this proper perspective on the tachlis of why we're here, understand all the tefillos that Moshe was davening to come into Eretz Yisrael was to bring the Geula Shlema. The way we bring the Geula Shlema is through our own hard work. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.